This is a word for you this morning. We continue the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And we continue on point number 1, the dual source of Paul's authority. Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ. Now you'll note in the New Testament, there's two apostles, one of Jesus Christ and the other one is just normally the sent one. And that's Timothy and Epaphras and so on. But that's not what we're going to deal with this morning. We're going to deal with the Apostle Paul. He always had a problem in the New Testament of showing his authority to the rest of the church or the rest of the believers or the rest of the religious people around there that he was Paul the Apostle. And upon that authority he was preaching. So he always had an authority problem. And here, in Ephesians chapter 1, he sorted that out. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, take note, you cannot just begin and write God's things without authority from God. You have to have authority. And Paul had that apostolic authority. He had then that official entitlement from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was a foundation member or foundation beginner of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ had to have certain requirements. In Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, we see when the apostles were chosen, they had to have certain requirements. In other words, they had to see the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ and they had to work with Jesus. Now, Paul saw Jesus on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9. That's why he had the authority. Then he says, secondly, his dual calling was by the will of God. I don't believe. He says, if you don't believe my first calling, then this is the second one, by the will of God. Now, no man calls himself into the ministry. It's by God's calling itself. It was not Paul's academic training that brought him into the calling, but God's calling, by the will of God. We mistake the calling by theological training to God's calling and God's voice upon our hearts. But here he confirms twice that he is an apostle of Jesus Christ, the authority came from Jesus, and secondly, by the will of God. What a fantastic man this was, by God's grace. Tomorrow we'll continue. Amen.